And I was like, oh, fuck. We're not in the U.S. I am back, my beautiful people. I'm back in your presence. I'm back in your ears, in your eyesight. I'm back, guys. And, oh, welcome to Sugar Crave Show, before I forget. I'm back. I feel good. I just came back from vacation. And as you can see, I'm very chirpy, very happy. I wasn't after when I came back, as I just had such a great time. I went to Ipoh, Malaysia. It's actually my first international flight ever. So for being my first one, it was pretty amazing. The trip all around took about 18 hours just to get there. But it was so worth it. So I went out there to celebrate my brother-in-law's wedding. So my wife, she's from there. And it was cool because, like, the vacation was perfect because it was experience of the culture, the including the wedding, the food, traveling, enduring all that time to get to a place like that, just viewing different, like, it's hard to describe. It's almost like different, like, it's different types of, like, little things like different types of cars, different types of food, different types of weather. And like, at least for me, when I went over there, it was just like a wholesome experience. It was fucking fantastic. And it was just so great and so eye-opening just to see everything, what the food tastes like, how people react or interact with one another. And the trip, it was just fucking absolutely amazing. I was just so, like, there was so much for the time, for how long I was there, it still wasn't enough time. We were about there for like less than a week. I think next time I probably would stay there for, if I could, a month, because there was just so much to do. Especially we had to go to a wedding and then, meeting all the family, because I got to meet her side of the family, and it was fucking great. So just the travel time, it takes about 18 hours just to get from LAX to Kuala Lumpur, which is their capital. That's their main international. They have only one international airport right there. So from there, you have to travel in car just to get into her town, Ipoh. And it was about, I think, 3 hours, a little shy of 3 hours to get there. And they drive on the left-hand side, which was quite an experience. I didn't get to drive there, but I did drive around town, and it was cool. I kind of liked it. It was like almost like a video game, but it was so great. I actually have a video on my Instagram. Go check it out. It's basically just a recap of what the vacation was. I'm slowly releasing pictures. I just haven't had time because when I got back, I just had to go, just busy with work and projects, and just like, it was just a shit show. I wish I would have been able to release, pictures or videos, but, that's what I'm doing now. So, especially because I got news, I gotta wait till the end. But, what was I going to say? So, so first getting there, we got there at night and I booked a hotel. And the crazy experience about it was just, the conversion rate from USD to ringgit is about 4 to 1. So $4 to their $1 for them. Or sorry, one USD to four, I think 4.6 ringgit to there. So you're living like a fucking king out there. And we stayed at a hotel nearby. And my first experience of the culture was at that moment. Getting there, going to customs. It was fucking crazy. So I knew I was in a different country once I got to customs. So Korean and I are walking, you know, there's these different lines in customs and different, you know, status. So, you know, international, local, whatever. So of course we go to international, and there's a family of like five in front of us, and we're just waiting, you know, we're tired as fuck. And some random guy cuts us and is standing directly behind this family. And this family is like looking back, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, who's this creepy guy behind us? And this guy just has no clue, you know, any manners or anything like that. And all of a sudden, the custom officer comes out of his desk and grabs him by the ear. And this is a grown-ass man, guys. One grown-ass man grabbing another grown-ass man's ear and dragging him behind us. Because, you know, he cut everybody off, you know, us. And yells at him. He's just like, you know, well, you don't do that. And it was just like, it was crazy. It was almost like a man scolding a child. But this child's a grown-ass man. And I was like, oh, fuck. We're not in the U.S. We're not in the U.S. And so it was just like, it was crazy, especially being like just first landing in there and getting the first experience of the culture. And I was just like, fuck, okay, we're not in the U.S. Because you can't do that in the U.S., you know, unless you have, you know, you're posing a threat. But this guy wasn't posing a threat. He just cut the line. And so, but once we got off the desk, it was cool. You know, I flashed that, you know, fast pass. I swear the U.S. passport gets like, it's, I don't know what, I don't want to be arrogant, but it's like the fast pass for the U.S. customs. They see you, they're like, all right, boom. They don't even think about it. They let you in. But, so after that, we go to get to our hotel, and this is when I notice of scale wise, like the hotel we were staying at, it's a really nice hotel. Like, you know, how much it would cost, you know, there is really expensive compared to here. Like, you know, at the conversion rate, it was about like $100 a night to stay there. And over there, it's like, you know, we're talking about $400, $500, and it's a lot of money to spend a night there. So the next morning I went to go to the gym, and this is when I knew about the whole scale. Like, you know, here in the U.S. we talk about, you know, middle class and lower class. There it's like high class, lower class, like low class. And it was crazy, because I was waiting for the gym. And because I wanted to go running and just been, you know, trying to train for this half marathon that I'm doing in Pasadena. And I asked the front desk, and I'm like, hey, you know, your gym says it's open at 7:00. Just want to confirm. And they're like, yeah, it's open. No one's there. I'm like, no, I just, I can wait and stuff. They're like, okay, I'll let somebody open it for you. So I go back to the gym, and it's open miraculously. I think it was like, you know, I was there like at 7:00, and it didn't open like until like 7:45. And I go there, and the lady's like, you know, it's like, oh, you're waiting. I was like, yeah, for sure. Yeah, no worries. So I'm going to the gym, and I'm running, and she comes, you know, running in and just looking and making sure I'm all right. And I'm looking like, kind of like, oh, hey, you know, I'm just, you know, fucking running. And then I forgot to get a towel. So I went to go back, go get a towel. And she's like, oh, you want a towel? I'm like, yeah, please, you know. And she gives me a towel, and she's like, oh, I just want to say I'm sorry, very sorry. I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. For me, I'm like, I'm on vacation. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to bust balls. You know what I mean? Because I don't know. I'm just not that person. I want to be like, man, you know, be a fucking asshole, you know, starting the vacation. And the just the funny part, I was telling Karina, I was like, she was so, like, apologetic to the point that it was just like, I felt like her job was on the line. And it was just, it was funny, but sad at the same time, because she'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, oh, no, it's fine, you know, things happen, and it's cool. Along, hey, the gym's open. And she's like, yeah, just, but I'm very sorry. I'm like, it's okay, don't worry about it, we're good. And I go back and work out, and once I leave, she apologizes again. She's like, I just want to say I'm sorry. So I'm like, yeah, I'm okay, I got it, you're sorry. Do I need to talk to somebody? And no, she was really nice, and it was just funny, just because it was just that interaction. Because in the U.S., they apologize once, or even they won't apologize. They're like, "Hey, it's fucking open, Joy, you fat ass, go run." And I'm like, "All right, whatever." But there, it's just so they're here to help, right? People are here to help. There, it's. They're there to serve, and it's just a totally different feeling and experience, because I've never had that before, not at that level. You know, you go to, like, really nice hotels, you know, they're, you know, the employees or the staff, very accommodating, but this was, like, super accommodating. It was almost, like, uncomfortable accommodation, because, like, that morning we went for breakfast, and first thing we get is that, you know, the manager is just like, you guys going to get breakfast? Here, let me escort you. So I was like, yeah, cool. You know, it's nice. We get welcoming, and also a little tour and stuff like that. It was amazing breakfast too. Oh my God, the food there. Oh my Atlanta, it's fucking fantastic. It's just like so. I don't know, delicious, flavorful. The spices are different over there. I feel like the way that they cook, it's different. You know, their kitchens are different than, like, our traditional kitchen. Like their kitchens are, like, outside, but, like, covered, right? Our kitchens are more inside, so they mostly, you know, do woks or gas. And here there is gas, but mostly electric, and it's just, like, you could tell the quality over there. But going back to the breakfast, it was funny because, like, you would go, once you leave the table, they'll, like, clean your plate and everything, and they'll give you a fresh new one. And it's just, like, it's funny because I never had that before. I'm always, like, using the same plate, using the same cup, and never having to have, like, a brand new napkin. Or it was just, like, it was such a eye-opening experience to have that and see that class level, like, front face, like, in your face. And because here it's, you know, you get it, but you have to pay, like, really, really high dollar in order to get that type of like, reaction or, you know, service or anything like that. So it was interesting to kind of get that experience. But skipping all that, so we go, we drive down to the Ipoh, and it's like about 3 hours of a drive, and it was so green. I loved how green it was. You know, at the time it was a bit misty, rainy, humid, but I love that. I don't know why, but I think it kind of reminded me of Florida. And, you know, it's funny because people give me shit about it. Like, why do you like Florida so much? It's so, you know, it's so separate from the U.S. It's like basically fucking a tropical, you know, forest over there. And, you know what? I like it. I love that. Except the fucking reptiles and, you know, all that shit. Fucking crocodiles and, or no, alligators. Fuck that. Snakes too, spiders. Mm-mm. Fuck that shit. But going back to that, just the drive there. So Ipoh's known for two things: for their white coffee and their mountains. So the town is, it's a slower paced town. So like, for instance, if you want to go to like a younger, like fast moving, you'll go to a city like Kuala Lumpur, right? The capital. You know, it's a lot faster, more modern, but more retirees go to Ipoh, which is like, I like that. I like that pace, especially vacation. Vacation, that's a great pace for vacation. And just when first getting there, it was just amazing, just the mountains. So they mine a lot of their mountains and they sell it to, you know, they sell the rock itself for, you know, making countertops, floor tiles and stuff. And it was just absolutely beautiful, beautiful town or city. And just like getting there, having that time to enjoy the food was fucking amazing. I keep preaching about the food. It just like, it was funny because we, Karina and I, went to New York to meet her parents one time. And I thought from that vacation, I ate so much, like to the point that I couldn't eat more. My stomach was fucking aching. It was hurting so much because I was eating a lot of food, but it was so great. But that was like mixed with, you know, Malaysian food plus like pizza plus Italian. It was just all types of different food there. But when we were in Ipoh, I was having everything, all their food, like a lot of Malaysian food, a lot of the city's food. Like the breakfast was just like, it was amazing. Cause there's this like soup dish that like the broth is just tastes fucking so, I don't know, so organic, so I don't know, it was different. It just didn't feel artificial. Felt like it took a long time to make it, a lot of detail into it, and it was just like, it was so fucking amazing. To watch the full episode of the Sugar Crave Show, go to the link down below on my Patreon and you'll see everything. You'll see all behind the scenes, all the unreleased music, and all unedited versions of this podcast. Until then, I'll see you in the next one.